Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about Jesus telling the disciples about the destruction of the temple and the marvel of how it was totally destroyed. Let's pick right up there today. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, Jesus' disciples come and want to know about these things after they've shown him everything. They show him about the temple, its greatness, and the beauty of the building. And when we go to Israel, sometimes we go on the Temple Mount. Other times, if I deem that it's dangerous to go up there at that time, we won't go, but we'll always see it with our eyeball from the Mount Scopus as it overlooks there where the Dome of the Rock is and all of that. And we'll be able to see it, and we'll walk in Jerusalem. But my friend, Israel's a safe trip for us. It always has been. Every time I've gone, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, said all that, but let me just say this. The beauty of the buildings, everything is there. Oh, they're showing it to Jesus Christ. But verse 2 of Matthew 24, Jesus throws them a curveball by telling them that there shall not be a stone left one upon another. Now, if you've been there, you know that is true today, as Jesus said it would be, because it happened just 40 years after Jesus made the statement. It happened in A.D. 70. And when people begin to see that buildings like the wall that's there, oh man, that wall was tremendous. And the weight of many of those stones is outstanding. You wonder, how were they able to lift those stones in that day? But it also makes you wonder, how were they able to bring down that temple? But they brought it down completely. You see, when you see the holiness of God, and you ask God to give you understanding, you may begin to see why God judges as he judges. The disciples have three questions to ask Jesus. They say, when's it going to happen? What is the sign of thy coming? And, number three, what is the end of the world? Well, what you'll find in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, that the Lord is answering those questions. So we must look at it as you study those chapters this way. That is, which question is he answering when I read the verse? It's going to be either the question about when's it going to happen, what is the sign of thy coming, and the end of the world. So they're asking about when's it going to happen, when are these buildings going to be leveled, when are you going to come back, when is the end of the world? Okay, so those two chapters are answering one of those three questions in each verse. And so we read it, asking the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and understanding as we read through it and try to capture that understanding. For example, Matthew 24 and verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Well, that pretty well has happened. Israel's hated, scattered. Now they're back in their land, but the world wants to move her out again and take it from her. And even many of their own people don't support them while they're there, those people in other land. In Matthew 24 and verse 14, it says, "When they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Well, it sounds like what we just read in verse 9, does it not? And that is the case today. They are hated. Germany tried to do their best to eliminate them. April 24th, we always take time out to pray for the Jew and to remember the Holocaust as they tried to eliminate the Jews, and Hitler killed 6 million Jews, and yet for all his atrocities, his hell will be much worse than what he ever did to the Jew, because he'll be burned in that eternal lake of fire, never able to cease to exist, never able to escape, no hope, tormented forever and ever. And that's the way the Bible tells us it's going to be. The Jews are hated, Germany hated them, did their best to eliminate them, and then the Islamic religion, the religion of terror, seeks to do the same and take them out of the land. Oh, my friend, they hate the Jew. Matthew chapter 25, verses 32 and 33, still answering one of these three questions, it says, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left." Oh, we're seeing now the judgment of nations at the end of the tribulation period there. And so now we're seeing some things that are happening in that respect as he gets to set up his millennial and then eternal kingdom after that. So what we're seeing here then in Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, is what Jesus Christ expounded upon in Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25. So as we continue now, let's look at what you study in those chapters and what you learn in those chapters and how it relates to our text. Now we go back to verse 8, and he says again, "And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it." So we see that God does give just retribution. They took the Jews out of their land, they sold the ones they didn't kill, however they could use them, and brought them under their whip. Now God takes their children, and he's going to do the same when he judges. Only when he sets up the kingdom, when Christ comes back to this earth, that kingdom will never fail. That'll also be seen in the book of Revelation, when he returns, and he turns their water to blood in those tribulation judgments. He is just, we're told, because they shed blood, so in their drinking water, he gives them blood to drink. Listen to how Revelation 16, verses 4 through 7 states it. "And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." Don't try to charge God's doing something cruel. He's doing what is just, what is righteous, and what should be carried out. It is altogether true. Now, notice the fair play in all of this. Now, I got to admit, sometimes I think we misuse the word fair. Well, it's only fair they do this. Well, no, it's not always only fair because you say, well, we let this kid do it, but we're not going to let that kid do it. That's not fair. Well, it might be because one kid deserved to do it. They earned it. And the other kid did not. You just don't give it to them because they're a kid. I've used the illustration on the radio, and let me use that illustration again. I can be backing up a car, and you have a little three-year-old, and your little three-year-old suddenly darts out behind my car. My car hits it and kills your three-year-old, your own little three-year-old child. And you come back to me and you say, well, look, I want to be fair about this. Give me one of your three-year-old grandchildren. Let me kill them. You say, well, that's not fair. Well, actually, that is fair, but it's not just, is it? But you see, when God does things, they're fair and they are just, they're true, and they're righteous altogether. So we see his fair play in all of this. They sold Israel's sons and daughters. So now their sons and daughters are sold to Judah. Now remember again, and mark it down, God is not mocked. Now I believe that we see an illustration of this in the rich man and Lazarus. Jesus Christ told that story in Luke chapter 16. Lazarus is poor, but a believer in God. The rich man has nothing but disdain for this poor guy, who's full of sores and must lay at the gates. He can't take care of himself and expect to be fed with crumbs from the table, hoping that he can get them before the dogs do. The dogs lick his sores. In Luke 16:25, we find that they both have died now, and Lazarus, because he's a believer, is in Abram's bosom. It's also called paradise. But the rich man, he is in hell and says he is tormented in this flame. Now, don't you think it's more than just separation from God? Some try to teach it that hell is not a fire, but it's just been separated from God, and that is all. Well, Jesus says it's a fire. You can count on Jesus' word. That's one of the torments. Now, can't you see that he says, I am tormented in this flame? He doesn't say, I am tormented in this as it were fire. Oh, this, I am tormented in this symbolism of fire. Oh, no. As it were is not written in there because it's not supposed to be in there because it wasn't written in there to begin with.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.